That's all right, don't worry about it. Just talk over the top of it, Emma. It's 19 minutes to 9 on Triple J. Adam and Will with you this morning. Will, who am I describing? Has a degree in psychology from an American university. Mm-hmm. Former star of Nash Bridges, Renegade, Silk Stalkings, Saved by the Bell, The New Class, and now potters around on the movie, the show Buffy.
Wow.
Who am I going for?
I'm guessing Emma Caulfield.
Yeah, it's either...
I'm hoping.
It's either that or Don Johnson.
Don Johnson, and I'm not very happy about that.
Emma,
didn't they kill him in about the third episode of Buffy?
How are you this morning, Emma?
I'm doing... Well, I was doing well until you just brought up every bad job I've ever had.
Bad job?
Life.
That's like a hall of fame for our show. We love those shows.
Nash Bridges.
Oh, my God. No, no, you don't understand.
Renegade.
I try to pretend that those years never happened for me. Those were like resume building years. You hope when you were very successful one day, hopefully... that they don't pull up a clip from, you know, your early years and you're all humiliated.
Talk us through your role in Renegade. I'm a giant fan of probably the best Luke Lorenzo Lamar did outside of his exercise video. What did you do on Renegade? You played a girl called Cindy.
Oh, is that her name?
Oh, God. How quick.
It is. Imagine, Emma, on This Is Your Life. Do you remember this voice? You were on the run for a crime you did not commit.
Wow. I just, you know, all I remember about that girl was that I wore practically nothing. Really short. I was a prostitute. That's the one thing I remember about her. Mm-hmm. She's a runaway prostitute.
She would have been a hooker with a heart of gold, I imagine.
Oh, actually the hooker with the heart of gold at the end of it. They realized, you know.
Lorenzo Lamar took her in.
He saved her. Oh. Yeah. Blah, 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 blah.
Of course, on 90210, you were Susan. Brandon's like journalist girlfriend.
Yeah. Mm.
See, I always liked...
That was fun. That was a good time.
They were great times, but I think it got you in your role for because Anya, mm-hmm. she's over 1,000 years old.
Yeah.
Yeah, but she's a teenager.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, when you got that role, did you ring up Jason Priestley to see what it's like to be 1,000 years old and playing a teenager?
Wow, dude, that's so hard.
Tough but fair, Emma. Come on. You're in Australia,
wow.
You've seen Survivor, baby. This is the way we are.
Wow. No, I didn't ring him up. Wow, that's so harsh. Wow, why can't I even respond to that? That's just awful. That's just fucking hilarious. Oh, I mean.
We made
onion
swear. We made onion swear.
I forgot I can't do that. Sorry, I have such a horrible mouth. It's awful.
Why don't we just all calm down and play a song? Now, you put in a song you'd like to hear. Talk us through it.
Well, they're a band called Elephant Ride.
Mm-hmm.
They're a really, really good band. They had an album out on Sony, like, I don't even know, 4 years ago, five years ago or something.
And actually, are you nervous every time she starts a word with F now?
You just said, they had an album out, I don't know.
We're just going, oh,
sorry.
God. And we were worried about bringing Eminem to this country.
I'm so sorry. Oh, wow. I'm a jerk.
And what's the track called?
It's called A Million Boys. Actually, the singer of the band is my boyfriend, and he's right here.
Oh.
And I had to play it. And he's so embarrassed, but it's good, and it's quite popular over where we're from. But I thought, you guys have to be broken over here, so I'm just going to embarrass them, and I wanted to bring it.
Do I need to give a language warning on the track? I obviously needed to give one on the interview. I don't know.
No, there's no swear words.
4 to 9 on Triple J. We're talking with Emma Caulfield, who plays Anya in Buffy. It's 11 minutes to 9 on Triple J. You won't hear that anywhere else in Australia. Only on the J's. American band Elephant Ride with their single Vermilion Borders. Andrew Woodworth on lead vocals there. The band soon to change their name to Crash Kill 5. From what I understand, because in Andrew's words, weren't happy with the first album, so rather than reinvent themselves...
Just change the name of the band.
Oh, we were very happy with the
album. They were happy with the album, just didn't sell a lot. So they've just gone, witness relocation program for bands. Okay. We'll change our name.
And you've now relocated yourself, Emma, after a bit of Nash Bridges, Renegade, Silk Stalkings. We didn't even have time to talk about Saved by the Bell, The New Class. We'll talk about it after the show.
Screech's best work, Emma.
You're doing this show called Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Yes.
Now, I've heard of it. What's it like being in the biggest show ever?
I feel, honestly, this is no BS. I actually feel like probably one of the luckiest actresses in Hollywood right now because it is one of the best shows on the air and has been probably one of the best shows that's been on the air in a long, long time in the States. And not knowing much about your TV here, but from what I understand, your TV is very similar to ours. You have a lot of our shows over here, so it's sort of Americanized.
You guys stack up reasonably well against a lot of the American stuff that we get out here.
Yeah.
Let's be honest.
Anya is, of course, she was the patron saint of scorned women. Obviously, you're here, with your boyfriend in the studio today. But in the past, if you were the patron saint of scorned women, have you ever been in in the revenge business in the personal life? Have you ever, you know, had a bad breakup and just gone revenge crazy?
Well, I've certainly thought about horrible, nasty things I'd like to do, but I probably would have been in a lot of trouble had I done them. But, oh, yeah, I've sworn bad.
Do you channel that into the Anya character?
Well, I did when I first started, but she's been human for a while now, so... But that's, you know, there's all sorts of rumors floating around that she's going to be able to...
Switch back.
Go to the dark side for a little while, and that'll be so much fun.
Oh, if she was going back to the dark side, if she demoned up again,
mm-hmm.
and you had a choice of going back to any of the other shows you used to be in,
hello,
and wreaking that scorn
would you
on
pay
any of those
Nash
cast
Bridges,
members,
who Lorenzo Lamont, who gets the visit from Anya the Demon?
Oh, wow. Well, actually, as much as I. I'm so embarrassed that you brought up Nash Bridges. I can't believe you didn't bring up Silk Stockings.
Oh, yeah.
Stu Siegel show. they were actually very nice. Lorenzo Lamas was very nice. He was very professional, very nice. So I have nothing against him. Mm-hmm. If I were going to go back and want to give grief to somebody, it would have been, you know, during those 90210 moments of mine. There were some less than... kind people around there, and I can't say because you know that's bad. I can't. I'll say when we're off the air. I'll give you the dirt, but I can't.
Everyone's just hanging down at the diner one day, at the peach pit,
eating Nat's, you know, Nat's pie,
and then suddenly something comes out of Nat's pie and just starts biting people's
heads. Anya,
fantastic.
That's my head.
Do you have any perspective? Do you have any perspective of how? Because I mean, it must be amazing for any actor. You've done a lot of acting. You're very talented. It must be amazing to get a film role. It must be amazing to be in a TV show. Do you have any perspective that you're in something as gigantic as Buffy? Is the day to day work? Yeah, we're just doing stuff. Or are you doing Buffy? I mean, it's a word that's known around the world.
It's huge. It is. It's huge, especially this time of year because they're doing a full court press for Emmy nods. And, you know, when you read the trades every day or you pick up a paper and it seems like every day there's an article about how great the show is or how brilliant Joss Whedon is, who's our writer and creator. You know, just nothing but stellar comments and reviews for the cast and for the show. I mean, it's really sort of a critical darling, and you get that. I mean, when you're in the thick of it, you know, you don't really have much of a life. I mean, we get in early, we get out late, like 12, 15-hour days a lot of the time. Some days, some weeks are great. Some, you know, you have a really light load, you're in and you're out, it's fine. But when it's, you know, you're in the thick of it, you're in the thick of it. So you really don't have much of a perspective until like now when we're on hiatus and it's like, okay, we can sit back.
There's got to be advantages to living on the Hellmouth though. I mean, real estate around that place.
Well, I'm here, which is, you know, I was just joking around with Andy like the other day or something. I said, I should send Joss a postcard and just say thank you because you are the reason I'm in Sydney right now. I probably wouldn't have... had the opportunity or the chance to come over, but I'm paid to come over and have a great time.
Who's the on-set prankster? It's a bit of a long day. Sits down, whoopee cushion. Has Xander done that? Is that Giles's gear? Who's the on-set? Well, hey, well, hoo-ho, who keeps it moving?
Well, I would say probably Nick is the one that has all the raunchy, bad jokes that are great and make us all laugh, but Allison Hannigan is probably really the jokester. She's the one that will... I was just actually, I don't know if I said this, I don't know when I was talking about this, but I was just talking about this to somebody that her favorite thing to do is to frighten people. She loves that. She will sit outside your trailer for 20 minutes, you know, she'll knock and say, hey, come, you know, come to my trailer and willow whatever. And she will stand out there and wait for you to come out and jump on you and scream really, really loud. She actually, we thought Tony Head was going to have a heart attack one time. He scared him so bad.
Has she ever gone too far? Has she ever like come in your trailer and like really scared you and come in and just gone, oh my God, they've put you back in Nash Bridges?
Because it's 5 minutes to nine. Let's take a quick track. We'll talk more with Emma Caulfield in a second on Triple J. Here's BS 2000 with Buddy. Indeed it is, and 3 minutes to nine on Triple J, BS 2000 with Buddy there. We're wrapping up the show with Emma Caulfield, Anya on Buffy, Dilly hot and 31 today, Townsville fine after a chilly morning at 26, Brisbane fine at 23, Newcastle shower 2:19, Sydney most fine at 19, Canberra fine at 14, Hobart mainly fine at 11. Adelaide fine and mostly sunny afternoon 7. If you want to understand any of what that early weather meant, look out the window. Perth a few showers in 19, Darwin sunny and dry 29, Alice Springs cloudy periods in 20, Melbourne showers today in 15. Now you're in Australia with the Friends of Science Fiction doing a big science fiction conference.
Yep.
I believe it might be this Sunday, June 3rd at the Lidcombe Catholic Club, John Street, Lidcombe, opposite the train station from 10 in the morning.
You would be right.
Now that you're on the science fiction circuit, that's a very bizarre world, yeah?
Yeah.
What's it like having people come up who know more about you than you do?
It's very surreal. It's very surreal. Most of them are so nice. But the only convention that I've ever done where I had a run-in with some, you know, kind of odd
slightly
people,
intense people,
was in Britain. That was very, I mean, a couple of them looked at me like, you know, so in episode 11.
You wore the blue pants.
But it's like that.
And do you have to study up on your character?
Buffy a little bit cross. What did that mean?
Had you guys had a fight that day?
Yeah, exactly.
What's going on?
It's like, wow, I don't even remember what I did, last week.
Do you have to actually study up on it? Do you have to go like, oh, you know, because people are going to be coming out to go, oh, she first appeared in, you know, The Wish, or she, you know, came back in this episode.
Right.
Do you need to know this stuff yourself, like, so that people don't get really disappointed that you know nothing?
Yeah, I'm like, really? I did that?
Yeah.
It's great. Well, there's certain things I remember. I mean, I definitely remember my first episode, and I remember kind of just standout episodes just because they're talked about a lot on the net and articles, interviews I do, people bring it up and whatever. So, you know, you're kind of familiar. You have some idea what you're talking about, what they're talking about.
Do you get many Nash Bridges fans showing up as well trying to sneak in?
You know what's nice is the residual I get like every probably 4 months for like $20.
Signed by Don Johnson? That'd be great.
Yeah, he personally, you know, writes my checks. It's great.
Lorenzo the Mask sends them, but on the back he says, don't tell anybody where I am. I'm still on run from law. What I like is if you get up on the weekend and everyone's expecting you to talk about Buffy, maybe just get up and just talk about work.
Talk
and
about
ignore Buffy
day.
Altogether.
Yeah, today, kids, I don't feel like talking much about Buffy. I think today we should talk about Renegade.
Or today.
And Silk Stockings.
I don't.
My big kiss with Screech on Saved by the Bell. Dude, I thought you knew I kissed Screech. I thought that's why you were bringing it up.
You kissed Screech?
Oh, yeah, dude. That was what my character had to do. We had to kiss. I was Nurse Betty or something, or Nurse something. I don't know.
Oh, God.
I was a student nurse, and I.
No wonder she doesn't think Xander's a geek.
We're closing the show. Thanks so much for your time, Emma.
Thank you.
Tell Screech we said.